Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So I just want to go ahead, because it's fashionable, and declare that anyone who disagrees with me is, in fact, a Russian agent.
Okay.
On anything, right? So I'm going to end the show right now, because I don't need to make any more arguments. If you disagree with me, you are a Russian agent. Do you hear me, trolls? You're an agent of Russia. Clearly, I can tell by looking at you. That was the standard they were using on MSNBC,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
No, it literally was the standard. Rachel Maddow assured us that she could tell by looking at Donald Trump when he was in the room with Vladimir Putin that he was, in fact, a Russian agent, a Russian asset. And that was all she needed, and they knew. So, right, never mind that the Mueller report completely exonerated him. It didn't matter. You could tell by looking at him.
Well, you can't let facts get in the way of a good story now, can you, Tara?
Why not? Yeah, and that's worked out ratings-wise really well for the mainstream media. Did you see this prediction?
Oh,
before the election, when both Zero Hedge and Jeff Bezos, owner of the Washington Post, agree that you cannot deny reality as a business model for the media, right? And Jeff Bezos sadly had to spell that out for the folks in the Washington Post newsroom.
Who still didn't agree with it.
They still didn't get it. He said, listen, we cannot continue denying reality. We need a new strategy. Nobody believes us anymore because there's this thing called the internet. We're going to have to change our focus. We're going to have to do things differently. That wasn't taken well. But it doesn't seem to be working. When Zero Hedge and Jeff Bezos both agree, if Trump wins, the mainstream media dies. Before the election, now you're watching it. Headline, CNN posts lowest rated Tuesday in critical demo in 24 years. Elon Musk retweets that headline on X, now the number one most downloaded news app in the world, with one simple line, you are the media now. It gives me chills. It does. It gives me chills. You should be the media. I mean, if you can get more hits, clicks, and likes than CNN on X, then you go right for it. And there are people on X with bigger numbers than CNN has, including on X. I mean, some guy named DC Drano, who's he? I don't know. He's working out of his mom's basement in his pajamas. Nobody knows. But he's killing CNN, and he's got like 2 million followers. Better than CNN. I can't stand that. So that's why I circle back Psaki over the weekend on MSNBC, or what's left of it. What are they, down 50% in primetime?
Well, they are up for sale, so.
And they're selling them. That was end of last week. Comcast just threw their hands up and gave up. Don't you love how they throw Oprah on the fire, too? They say they're also going to sell the Oxygen, the Oprah network.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to watch that anymore either. Maybe that's why she needed money, Lee.
So will there be a lack of oxygen?
Well, I guess. Did you see $2.5 million Kamala Harris spent?
Yeah.
On that thing with Oprah? I mean, what did those chairs cost?
Yeah. That sounds like some stuff my wife's always looking at online. Some expensive chairs.
See, now your wife is totally just... See, honey? See, it's expensive. She said we have to bring in microphones and producers and chairs. And so everybody thought that that Harpo, which is Oprah's production company, made $1 million. No, it was $2.5 million, according to the New York Times. So it might be true. Who knows? I'm wondering because, I was getting texts yesterday from people who are like, wow, I just paid for what Oprah described there. I just set up my own studio for $2,500. I'm like, I know. The rest was, I guess, overhead.
Yeah. Way overhead.
Yeah. Anyway, but that gave me chills over the weekend. You were the media now. And it's true. It's true. And that's why I circled back Psaki over the weekend and MSNBC was desperately crying for some kind of censorship, anything. But it's all just getting too big to censor. I mean, there's too much free speech online. I mean, there's only so many FBI agents and the day is only so long to censor so many people. They just can't keep up. And, maybe they can try on Facebook and in other places. But it's going to be really interesting to me. Trump has vowed a executive order on day one, barring the FBI from censoring people anymore. They are deep inside. We know Instagram and Facebook right now. We know that. They announced it, March, April of last year, they were going back into censor. Well, he has vowed to forbid them from doing that. He is their boss when he takes office. So do they just ignore him and keep censoring people? Does Mark Zuckerberg go along with it? Owner of Instagram and Facebook? Or does he call up Trump and say, get them off my back, get them out of here? In other words, is Zuckerberg going to partner with Facebook, you know, partner with the FBI to defy Trump's executive order? Or is Zuckerberg going to use it as cover to finally get them out as they've been ejected from Twitter?
I think Mark's going to do whatever makes the most money.
I think so, too.
That's the decision. And if it if allowing more free speech makes him more money, I think that's the way Mark's going.
Yeah. So this is all going to be very interesting. Anyway, over the weekend, the Democrats are out of ideas, and so they are returning to the post-2016 election playbook because it worked okay for them then. You just lie, everybody, you know, tell the lie, everybody who opposes us is a Russian agent, clearly. And if you have evidence, great. If you don't, oh well, just sling that.
And if you don't, you're basically, you've got the same qualifications as a U.S. House of Representatives member.
Sure, there you go.
Like Adam Schiff.
Right. And if you criticize them because they have no evidence that everyone who disagrees with them is in fact a Russian disinformer, it makes you yourself a Russian disinformer. Right? So yeah. I'm going to go with that.
Why not?
This morning, you toxic trolls, you're Russian disinformers. Everyone,
right.
You disagree with me on the text line, disinformer. Russian. Why not?
Why not?
I don't need any evidence.
No,
right?
Of course not.
None, no.
Has nothing to do with it.
But it got ridiculous over the weekend, in all seriousness. Calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset? Are you kidding me? These people. And the sad thing is, and the really dangerous thing is, their poor sheeple believe them. And that could, I mean, these they had them terrified. You remember, it was not a small thing after 2016. They really thought Putin was taking over their country. They thought they were going to be forced to live the Handmaid's Tale. Under the Putin regime.
If trying to put an end to a conflict makes you an agent of one side, then is the Biden administration Taliban agents?
Yeah, you can argue that.
You handed over the nation of Afghanistan to the Taliban. You negotiated it. You made it happen. You pulled out in the middle of the night, leaving our allies wondering what the heck's going on. So then is the Biden administration an agent of the Taliban?
Well, you know about that. Trump is setting up a military commission to investigate whether any of the people who oversaw that transfer can be tried for treason. Amen. That cannot be allowed to stand. And I've got all the evidence today they'll go through. When you deliberately let 5,000 terrorists out of Bagram, who are Taliban members, on purpose, so they'll have an army, you could have handed Bagram the most valuable military asset in all of the Middle East. You could have handed it to, you know, the UK. They wanted it. France wanted it. They asked us for it. Instead, we turned to the Taliban. We gave the enemy in Afghanistan who we had fought for 20 years.
And all those helicopters and guns and ammo and trucks. And
billions of dollars worth of stuff. Gave it to the military. Yeah. Gave it to the enemy deliberately. Again, when France and the UK had said, hey, just let us handle. If you want to leave, great. Just let us handle it. We'll take over Bagram. We'll control all of it. It'll be safe. And we said to Europe, no, to heck with you. We're going to give it to the Taliban. Well, they're talking about bringing, court martials for those who were involved in that, military members, and they should. They absolutely should. And when you have General McKenzie fly to Doha to meet with Taliban leaders, when our allies who fought and bled with us in Afghanistan are begging you not to, and you sit down with the Taliban and they don't even want to handle our exit, and you say, no, we insist we're going to put you in charge of the checkpoints. Is that treason? I've argued it is. And I'm so glad Trump's going to go after them.
At least it got 13 brave Americans killed. As
and
well as over 100 Afghanis as well.
And that's the next question, too. The sniper begged for days as he watched the suicide bomber train with his handler. They even had the license plate on the car for the permission to just kill him, take him out. And that was denied. And then many died. And so that question they want to get to the bottom of there, too. And it should. Why was that denied? Why are we not allowed to kill suicide bombers who menace us? That was a deliberate decision. Why? So there's a lot of people who should be tried for that Afghan exit. Unfortunately, Joe Biden is probably number one, but, executive privilege. So
that's where the Biden administration and the State Department, to me, is where the real blame lies. Because I know when this happened, As it was happening and after it happened, there was a lot of outcry from, shall we say, some anonymous high-ranking leaders in the military that were saying, this is not the plan we had.
Right.
This is not what we advised.
So this is going to be torn apart, and it needs to be torn apart.
Yeah. Or at least the threat of it needs to be
yes,
there.
Yes, it does. Because we don't. And by the way, and then after that, the Biden administration funded the Taliban. They still get millions of dollars a week.
Well, hey, we fund the Iranians, too. So
yeah, why not? You know,
what's a few billion dollars among some terrorist organizations?
Why not? Okay, so we're just getting started this morning. Again, for the record, anyone who disagrees with me, including you toxic trolls on the text line, and those of you stalking me online, you are a Russian agent. Do you hear me? Russian asset, all of you. Because I say so, just like MSNBC and CNN. We'll be right back.